Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Wins Lunch. I'm your number one, most handsome, most important host, Spencer.
And I am the considerably less delusional host, Matheson.
Matheson.
Yes, sir.
I gotta say, we're here together, but there's someone in between us. We have a third man. He is the blondest and the most famous TikTok star in the universe. Let's give a little bit of a round of applause, a two-person round of applause for our friend David Scarzone.
Yes, David is here.
Doing the renegade already.
We got David, the most handsomest. We have the least delusional. Yeah. And I'm easily the most comfortable.
Yes.
You are.
So
will you cheers me, my friend?
I will. We'll
because.
Do it anyway.
Because why?
Because not only do we have a third man, but welcome to Drunk Chronicles number 2.
Oh my God, we're here. We have tequila.
We have tequila, and it's a nice night. We're out on the set 2 balcony.
Yeah, I like how we do Drunk Chronicles dark at nighttime. We've done one of these episodes already, and by the end we were incoherent.
Well, it sets the vibe because if you do Drunk Chronicles at 1 p.m. there's your day gone. Your day is ruined after that.
I think you immediately go to prison after
that. I think you do go to prison after that. Do you think that he needs to talk more into his mic, or is he good?
You either need to talk louder or put
no,
that
I could
sucker
just
up
slam it down my throat real quick.
David, you just recently moved to Los Angeles.
I did. Well, it's my second move.
Yeah, yes. Move back.
Moved back to Los Angeles, and I live about 30 feet away from where we're sitting right now.
Where are we right now? What's your address, Spencer?
1234 White House Court.
If you spit over that balcony,
you will get to David's house.
You'll hit my bedroom.
Oh, that's some great news.
I'm just going to have a whole window covered in loogies in the morning.
Jealous.
I post-mated this tequila, and yeah. I got to say, it's pretty good.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's smooth, right?
I love Drunk Chronicles.
I mean, I do too.
I'm a baby with drinking, and this is smooth for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the drinker that drinks and makes 18 animatronic faces.
Yeah, you do. You really does. David does his... I've been with you when I've been my drunkest, I think. And I think you as well. I've seen David... God, there's so many stories, but I've seen you hammered and pierce your own ear.
Yes, I still have that piercing to this day.
I've seen you do a lot of things.
You've seen me go down a skate ramp, obliterated out of my mind.
In a NASA costume.
Where'd you get a NASA costume?
Wipe out in front of 50 people.
He did. He said, I'm going to drop in. And I said, this is at a Halloween party. We were very drunk. And
the hence of the NASA costume.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. Right. And he said, I'm going to drop in. And I was like, dude, no, you're not. Shut up. Next thing I know, I look over and he's at the top of the half pipe.
Never skated in my life.
And he goes, all right, I'm going to do it. And he drops in and just wipes the fuck out immediately.
Wait, did I miss why there was a skate park at this person's house?
It was our friend Rajiv's house.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Rajiv.
Yeah. He used to have a skate park at his house.
Good for him. I didn't know. That's awesome.
I was there for probably no less than 15 minutes.
Right.
But I'm usually already pretty fuzzy. Yeah. After the pregame.
Yeah.
And you get fuzzy immediately.
I mean, they start like sipping pregame and I start just slamming shots down my throat.
that's what he does.
That's how it's rolling.
You're just ready to party and I like it.
Spencer will be like, this will be like a nice chill before the party and it'll be down my gullet in the next 30 seconds.
I'll just look over and it's gone.
Good Drunk Chronicles then.
Yeah.
David's going off this balcony.
So I get there, see the ramp, and I say, I gotta drop down that shit. And I've never skated at all in my life.
I gotta drop down that shit right now.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, I love that, dude.
Do you, to keep with the theme of the Drunk Chronicles, do you have, we did this last episode, do you have a, without a doubt, most drunk you've ever been in your entire life story?
Oh, man. Well,
He's had a few.
I mean, the last time that they threw a party here, I ended up with my dick out in front of 5 people. So
and I was one of five.
Yeah, there. Everyone was in the room. They pulled my pants down, the underwear came down.
Not
with it.
They. One person. One, we'll leave the name out.
Yeah, one person pulled my pants down, and I said, "I'm already in this situation. Why cover it up and be embarrassed?"
And he turns around
when I could throw my arms in the air and just start helicoptering it.
You're a brave man. Good for you.
We're not even drunk yet. We're not drunk at all.
It's true.
That was a great story.
Yeah, you were really, really good.
Do you have an early 20s, like, I really fucked up drunk story?
Like your first time getting hammered?
Well, not first time getting hammered.
Because you're what, 53, 54?
62.
Oh, sorry. You look great.
You look great.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. I would say the worst story, Spencer was a part of it, and this story is purely my fault. Spencer was having his birthday party.
Right.
And
this is years ago?
You're probably turning 25.
Was it here?
This was in Woodland Hills. He was probably turning 25 or 24 maybe.
Maybe like 23, 24.
Yeah, 23 or 24. And they're throwing the party, and Spencer says, "David, invite as many girls, as many people as possible." He didn't think that I would take it as seriously to mass text about 300 people.
I thought genuinely he would send a huge text to like 30 people.
And some homies.
And all the close homies and like 20 other people. It would be a really like good turnout.
Yeah.
This dude legitimately takes my word for word.
And sends an email to the white pages.
Good for you, man. Hell yeah.
Needless to say...
So
300 people showed up.
Yeah, all these people show up. But at first, no one was coming, though. Yeah. Like, in
right,
7 p.m., nothing. 8 p.m., nothing. 9 p.m., holy shit, we're in, like, a Korean bathhouse with 80 people slammed in the stall.
A Korean bathhouse.
Korean bathhouse.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
So all these people show up, and it is absolutely wild in there. I can't even find my buddies. People are peeing in the neighbor's yard.
Neighbors peeing in your yard, and it's just...
Yeah, we open the bathroom, and there's just like a neighbor orgy, like a group party going on in there.
That'd be cool.
I forgot that was my birthday.
Yeah, it was your birthday. So anyways, all these people show up, and we have a couple of our friends like sleeping on the driveway outside. The cops get showed up. There's clearly underage people there.
Yeah.
So anyways, the party was just a massive success, and the homeowners, some of our friends, got kicked out the next day.
Evicted. Oh, really?
Yeah. Evicted. Yeah,
they got evicted?
Yes. And it is purely my fault.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's all your fault, but I think some percentage.
Yeah, I fueled it. I mean, I saw it going downhill, and I said, why throw the brakes on when we could just pump the gas to the pedal, you know?
Gas pedal.
That's true. I agree with that.
I actually wanted to ask this. David, can you give us a cliff note version of how you first ended up in LA, like the first time you moved here? And why and what led to you coming here from Chicago? Naperville. Well,
I dropped out of high school junior year.
Really?
High school.
Did you get your GED or did you actually just...
Yeah, okay. I got my GED. But originally I was a dancer. I was just doing backup dance jobs.
I actually didn't know any of this. This is interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
So I was doing a lot of just industry dance jobs. And I got an email in my inbox from this guy that was putting together a group. And, I came out, auditioned for it. It ended up being this, band that was featured on Radio Disney and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped everything back home. I came out here with a suitcase and I just never left. I ended up...
How old were you?
I was 17.
Oh, wow.
At the time. So...
IM5, right?
Yeah, this is IM5. So I come out here, things went really well with the band and yeah, I just never left. Got dipped into the entertainment industry, which is really cool. When the band fell apart, I would say, because bands always fall apart.
Oh, at some point.
This is what happens.
Like, yeah.
What other word do you want to use? We disbanded. Like, the band fell apart.
He's very sober, by the way.
I am very sober. Right
nobody
now.
Ridiculed you for saying that the band fell apart.
I was thinking in my mind, like, whenever people talk about, like, oh, this thing didn't go, it went south, they're so professional about it. Shit fell apart. Like, who cares? It went down the tubes for a little bit.
Dude, the biggest boy band of all time, One Direction, broke up.
They fell apart.
Bands just break up.
Right.
And they get back together and they break up and they fucking, yeah, that's how it goes.
So I'm fine reunion. Wait for it next year.
I'm excited.
Although after this comes out, I highly doubt it. They're not going to invite me back. Although I do love all the guys. I'm still really good friends with all the guys.
That's great.
Any of them that you hate?
No.
What are all their social security numbers? Do you know?
I believe Will's is, I'm kidding.
I will say Will J, he also went solo from the band. I don't mean to hijack your story, but his music is really dope.
Really?
Yeah. It's really cool. It's like
perfectly with his
who he is.
Overall persona. I think he did it really, really well.
Okay, so band breaks up.
Yeah, so band breaks up. I continue to push music for a little bit.
Solo.
Solo. It was just more so fun for me at that point.
Yeah.
And then I started going to school for something I really loved and was passionate about, and it actually trickled over to what I'm doing now in my career. I went to school for 3D animation and visual effects.
Oh, cool.
And I learned a fuck ton there. I mean, I basically learned how to build computers from scratch.
Right.
There. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Coding, rendering, you name it.
Yeah.
Everything that you see when you watch a movie from Pixar is what we learned there.
That is pretty cool. That's like a weird, like, cool skill that you're not going to learn anywhere else.
No, like, nobody know. Well, unless they take these classes, nobody can learn what I learned watching a video on YouTube. I guarantee it.
Oh, right. That's the cool thing about, like, doing that exact thing. Right. And then even if you're not in that exact career field, you will, like, it'll help you in any fucking career field.
Right. Always. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I agree.
I started doing that. Started animating porn. Kidding. Like,
Money's money, dude.
I started doing, like, Mrs. Incredible Bangs Frozone porn.
That 100% exists.
I guarantee you.
I graduate, and...
How old are you now?
I'm 24 now.
No, sorry. In this story,
22.
I was 22. I decided in 2019 that I wanted to be... I wanted to be with my family a little bit more because I hadn't been around them in 5 years.
Yeah.
Listen,
hey!
That's our favorite part about this.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that we're the exclusive and only podcast down on a balcony ever. So you don't get that shit in a studio. You just don't get that shit, do you, dude?
Well, you could, but you'd have to, like, record a truck. Import the sounds, but here
it's fucking,
this is a live truck.
It's natural.
Let's be
dude.
Honest, they don't make them like I used to.
I mean, I don't know what that means, but I agree.
I'm just gonna say that it's you know, being the exclusive and only it's a big feat, and I think
it's the exclusively the number one podcast done on a balcony.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's number just a fact. One. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
researched, heavily researched.
The funny thing is that when you're looking at this area, this is a balcony, but it looks like a really nice, vibey place. Like, probably.
And it is.
It really, really is. But you would never expect possibly a crackhead to walk down there, and they might.
Yeah, I haven't had one yet, but could.
We could hire a crackhead.
What was happening? There was a fight right across the street yesterday with people.
The neighbors were definitely fighting across the street. As you guys know, we do this from my home. And sometimes there's shit goes down.
Well, we live in Los Angeles. Like, this is going to happen anywhere. Even in Beverly Hills, they have stuff like this happen.
There's crackheads walking around.
I wish we knew some crackheads. That'd be awesome.
I saw a zombie here.
Okay, wait. Hold on for a second. Let's quickly finish your journey.
Okay.
And then I want to go right back to that story.
All right.
So this is 2018. You graduate...
Yeah, 2018, I ended up doing some work, like, freelance out here. I decided I wanted to go spend some time with my family because I hadn't seen them in a while. Went back home for a year, and now I'm back. Back to the zombie story now.
Back to the zombie story. Back to the
zombie story. So me, our buddy, me, my buddy Adam, and then three of our friends were... So me and my buddy Adam.
These are inside jokes, guys.
And three of our friends were just getting home from a Staples game. Okay. Or sorry, a Staples game. Staples were
the
playing.
The Los Angeles Staples were
versus the Toronto Pencils. The
Toronto Hootenannies.
So we get back from a Clippers game at the Staples Center. All right.
That makes more sense.
We're walking home. Adam's long gone by now. And it's me. I forget if it's Madison.
I don't think it was.
I think it was just Paige, Maggie, right. And I forget who the third
was. A couple of our friends, that one of them was our old roommate. So it was actually in front of our old apartment, I believe.
Right. Yeah. It was in front of our old apartment. And we're walking down the street. And it's me and the girls. And I see this guy just like walking towards me. So I'm like, get on this side of me. At least put me in between
the gentleman. A gentleman.
Yeah, the potential danger. Yeah. So we get closer to this guy, and as we're passing him, his face is ripped off. Bones showing, blood down the neck, everything.
Holy fuck, are you serious?
Legitimate. Right? Right? Yeah, right in front of his old apartment.
I haven't heard this in a long time, and this is really creeping me out.
So we're walking, and I turn to them, and I'm like, and see that? And they're like, no, I couldn't look at him. So I'm like, all right, you guys go.
Excellent girl impression.
I'm like, well, let's get upstairs and just get up there.
Yeah, huh?
So now we're
wink, wink.
Yeah.
Let's just get upstairs, ladies.
I'll go zombie on you later. Rawr, rawr, rawr. So we get up there, and now we're just watching over the balcony. Okay. Just like, what is this guy going to do next?
Right. It's like a TV show.
Starts banging on cars down there. So I'm like, I gotta go down there because he's about to bang on my car. It's the next in the list of his to bang on. So I go down there and he's just incoherent, and I try talking to him. I'm looking at the girls like, what? So they call 911, and I'm just basically like dancing with this guy for about like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Trying to keep him kind of.
Are you talking to him?
Away from your car?
Yeah, I'm talking to him, okay. And he's just speaking nonsense. Just bullshit.
Right.
You know? So the police show up, and I'm like, all right, well, what's going to happen next? He's like, well, we can't really do anything about it. We can't take him. We can't move him. He's not doing anything wrong.
You couldn't prove what he was doing.
Well, no, they were watching him. They were watching him.
Oh.
But they were like, we can't do anything about
it. How about take him to the hospital? His face is missing.
Right. Right. So, well, this is what they said. They said that there's either a chance that he got injured in a fight at the bar, or he was on some type of drugs and seriously injured himself.
Yeah.
So
how to be that?
Who knows? But the cop says, listen, this is really out of our hands. We can't really do anything about this.
That's so crazy to me.
So what they say is, usually in this kind of situation, is he'll wander into traffic, and at that point we'll just clean him up, basically. So because then it becomes a real, real threat.
Right. Yeah.
So we waited and watched for about 30 minutes, and sure enough, he wandered right into the street in front of oncoming cars, and then they
arrested him right there.
And they whisked him away. Yeah.
Wow. So they're waiting for him to go in front of cars. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So they had the ambulance
like do something dangerous and illegal.
You know the side street?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they had the ambulance waiting with two cop cars just
hanging, just waiting,
waiting for it to happen. And we were like eating popcorn,
just chocolate popcorn,
watching. And yeah, sure enough, it happened exactly how the cop explained it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but a real life zombie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he ever say any like English word? Like, was there any sort interaction?
Like
half words.
Yeah, half words. Yeah. At that point, like, you can only imagine. When I'm drunk, I don't even know if I'm speaking English.
Right,
he's piercing your ears and English right now.
That's a good
who knows?
Point.
Yeah, just piercing his ears and
taking his penis out.
You know? Yeah, yeah. But I've had a lot.
That's
of
life.
I've had a lot of those kind of crazy stories happen to me out here.
Probably now's the time, my friend.
Yeah, now's the time, dude.
Yeah, I've had zombies. I've had machetes in buses, which is kind of crazy.
A machete in a bus?
Machete in a bus. I think I told you this
you
one
rode
before.
The bus?
No, I did not ride the bus. So
I gotta hear this story now.
Yeah, this is a great story, actually. So I made really good friends with a buddy of mine from school, and I decided I was going to go back and hang out at his place after one of our classes. And my school was down in Hollywood, and he lived however far. I want to say it was like 15, 20 minutes away.
Gotcha.
And instead of having to pay and fine for parking, he said, why don't you just ride the bus? I'll cover the bus fare. You can leave the car parked at the school. He took public transportation to get home.
You rode with him.
Right. So I rode with him. Okay. So I'm like, oh, yeah, this sounds fine. I mean, my school has like a gated garage. My car's going to be safe. And then when I come back, I can just get in my car.
Yeah.
So we leave school, getting on the bus. And as we're walking to the back of the bus, my buddy is walking and this guy flings an elbow at his head. All right.
And hits him?
No, does not hit him. So I'll explain that part later because that's a really important part of the story is the fling.
Gotcha.
So the fling. Yeah, the elbow flings.
Okay.
Walk to the back of the bus and me and him are looking at each other like, you know, his name's Hugh. I love his name.
Your friend?
Yeah. Hugh. I told you about Hugh, no?
Yeah, I never met him, but I definitely know about him.
Good buddy. Really nice kid from the Midwest. So the elbow flings at his head. And we're like, what the fuck was that? Did that guy just try to elbow you? And he was like, you know what? I think he fucking did. So we get down. We sit in the back. And there's this Mexican guy. He's probably like 58 years old sitting next to us. And he goes, hey, man. Did that guy just try and hit you? And Hugh goes, you know what? Yeah, I think he did. And he goes, hey, if anything happens, I just want to let you know, I got your back. Reaches into his backpack and pulls out a machete.
Oh, all right? Sweet Jesus.
Pulls out a machete.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And we're like, you know what? Don't worry about it, man. It's no worries.
You go. And yeah, it's fine.
Me and Hugh are texting each other on WhatsApp because his phone was all fucked up. But we were texting each other on WhatsApp. For me, that's an interesting part of the story because who's using WhatsApp anymore?
We're on WhatsApp.
Yeah, who uses WhatsApp anymore? We're messaging each other and he goes, I'm not too sure if I'm scared of the guy that tried to elbow me.
Or Machete Jackson.
Or the guy that has our back that has the machete.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So after we got home and or got to Hugh's place and we were talking about a little bit more, we were like Googling, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Instances that happen on bus, like crimes, I guess would be a way to explain it.
Yeah.
Often people will try and knock someone out in one blow, loot their pockets, and no one will do anything about it.
Why?
So
the bus driver.
Does everybody mind their own business?
No, people on
the No, I'm saying that the bus driver won't do anything about it. Like,
what can they do?
Yeah, I mean, I would
report the crime or something.
I would assume it's more of a hassle to report it and deal with the report and the constant questions than to just say nothing.
So that's how fucked up public transportation is? Is that happens?
When I was reading about it, most common cases of those happen in New York. It's very rare for it to happen in Los Angeles.
That makes a little sense.
But when you think about New York, I mean, public transportation is the way out here or out there.
It's the only way.
Right.
Right.
Where out here, most of us, like, do you have a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have cars. I want to say that most of Los Angeles does have cars.
Cars is definitely the way out here for sure. But there it's like, dude, Ubers take so long in Manhattan. It's not even like, it doesn't even make sense.
How many times have we been in New York when literally the place we have to go to is two blocks away? And that actually takes 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. All the time.
We have we have gear and stuff.
But we have so much gear so we can't walk.
Yeah, so interesting story.
That story reminds me of another of my own story in a similar. This is a quick story, I promise.
Nice. Matheson is known as a long-winded fellow.
Yeah, but so I obviously don't want to name any names, but
was it a girl?
No, let me tell the story.
What did her name start with? What was the letter?
Oh, what is the name? What does the name start with?
R. Oh, it's not a girl.
Randy.
Johnson, the big unit.
Randy Johnson, the
Arizona Diamondbacks.
The pigeon murderer. We had a family friend.
Okay.
It's a loose term, but he was a troubled guy like back in Ohio, and he was kind of close to our family, and he would come over, and again he had a tough go in life, but he would come over and try to ask if he could do any odd jobs like for our family and stuff because mm-hmm. he just wanted some
just
sort
like handyman work.
Yeah, just like wanted money, honestly. And he was a good guy, and my dad's a lawyer, so like they had a relationship too.
Right.
Because of some of
otherwise,
his.
Otherwise, you know, your dad will sue him.
Well, no, he had already. There had been
I just want to say this is not a quick story.
I'm doing a terrible job. So
it's okay. Yeah. My stories were like 10 to 15 minutes long about machete. So
no, well, the only thing that really the whole part of the story is that I was pretty little. I had to have been 9 or 10, something like that.
11
and
8,
11,
7, 12.
It's really,
I'm locked in.
Really, any of those ages are possible. But he came over and he sat me down and he was dead serious. We were like on our front porch. And I was little and he sat me down and he goes, hey, just so you know, like, I really respect your mom and I really respect your dad. Like, I just want you to know that if anyone at school messes with you, I will take care of that for you. And I'm little and I'm just like,
he's like, someone stole my crayon box. I'm gonna have this guy whacked.
So I'm like, what does this mean? And like, I can't really like even comprehend what that means. So I'm like 9.
You're like, okay.
And I was like, okay. And I didn't even think about it. And I told my dad, I was like, hey, like, so-and-so told me that, like, he would take care of any of my problems.
Robert.
Like, what does that mean? I'm not telling you this guy's all name.
Right. No. And your dad?
My dad was just like, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. But this fella that I'm talking about was found dead in the woods, like,
wow.
2 or 3 years later. Just literally murdered in the woods.
Shot?
I can't remember. But,
dude, are you kidding me?
No. Wow. It was real.
So, like, were your parents, like, distraught? Like, were they shocked?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was super weird.
They had known him up until that point?
They'd known him for a long time.
But I'm saying they were in contact with him the years leading up?
Probably
lesser.
Probably not so much because he was into some dark.
This is what I was going to say. You were going down the dark path.
Bro.
For you to die and end up in the woods, there must have been something happening in the background.
100%.
Right.
Seriously, well, disturbing for the normal person.
What panned out about that? Did they ever like find anything out?
Never found. I mean, I think the official cause of death, because he was a drug addict, so the official cause of death
was
an overdose. But they couldn't.
Do you really know though?
No, I mean, no.
He could have been poisoned.
I'm from a small town in Ohio, so like, our police force is not gonna
Like,
go deep.
Yeah, you're from a tiny town.
It's like the police from the movie It, and they're like, oh, clowns are showing up. Sure.
Great movie, by the way.
It 1 is great.
Yeah, It 1 is great.
It 2 is
horrible. Yeah. Original It is amazing.
Original It's amazing.
It 1 is great. And then It 2, it's like they turned it into like a trashy theme park.
Dude, it's worse than that. It's literally like a movie
Yeah.
It's literally a movie that I watched and halfway through was like, I can't tell if they're joking for half the movie and then it's going to get good. That's how fucking bad it was.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea because the reason that it is scary is because it's feeding on your childhood fear of clowns and there's kids. Yeah.
The kids
the
made
movie,
it so like,
and then
so wrong
Bill
and
Hader,
scary.
And I'm like, I'm not really afraid with Bill Hader.
I wasn't too mad about Bill Hader's casting. I was more mad about the writing of the script.
Sure.
Because when you watch, have you seen the original?
No.
You should watch the original.
Yeah.
When you watch the original, although they're experiencing the same fears, the way the script was written, and it still had that 80s nostalgia.
It did.
Everyone loves.
They nailed that.
But they made it feel like, even though I'm not scared of clowns, I'm not scared of blood, when you watched it, you were like, okay, that's actually fucking terrifying. Yeah. And if I'm not terrified of it, I can see someone that is afraid of balloons being terrified of balloons.
Right.
Watching this.
Yeah.
They portrayed it very, very well.
You know, I know the guy who wrote It too.
Really?
Same guy that did 1?
No, the same guy who did
I got you. Yep.
Oh, a bunch of movies, but
yeah,
he's a really great guy and he's a talented ass writer. He's also written Annabelle Comes Home, which is a fantastically written movie.
Great movie.
He's written a bunch of great movies, but this one just wasn't it.
Yeah.
It just ain't it, Chief.
That proves when people are talking about the composition of films and they're talking about Hollywood in general, when people look at a movie, there's always one distinct thing that leaves an impression in someone's mind. And if one of those elements isn't
boobs.
Boobs, yeah. For example, if there's not enough boobs, What are you doing? I want a refund.
I'm fucking out.
But when you think about it, if one of those key elements isn't there, it's what you remember.
Sure. I don't know what you mean.
I don't know if you guys have watched.
No, you're definitely right about that. I know Avatar, exactly what you mean.
Have you guys seen Avatar The Last Airbender?
I have.
The animated series?
Yeah. No.
In my opinion, the best animated series of all time. I've seen it 4 times through. I actually just finished watching it last week.
It's going to be on Netflix.
You know,
live action.
Yeah. Do you know what actually is the best? Is Rick and Morty. It's actually the best ever made.
Rick and Morty is incredible. Like I think the writing on it is perfect. But with Avatar, they took the formula from this amazing animated series and they built a live action out of it.
I see what you mean.
Right. And the live action was incredible visually. It had decent character development. But the scripting with the dialogue was horrible. And now when you look up Avatar Last Airbender, the only thing people talk about is the dialogue.
Yeah.
How shit it is.
That sucks.
And that proves like how important each thing is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now with the live action, I think it's gonna be amazing because the original writers and creators that did the animated series.
That's cool. They're coming back.
They're coming back to do the live action on Netflix, so they make sure no one fucks it.
That's rad.
Yeah. Could you imagine Rick and Morty live action?
Oh, man.
What would that look like?
Not possible.
Who would play Morty?
Tom Holland.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera would be amazing.
Who's gonna play Rick?
Rick?
Doc Brown.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's gotta be Doc Brown. Well, that's what it's based.
Who's Doc Brown?
Yeah, he's based off of the Doctor and the Doc in Back to the Future.
Do you know who I think could do a really, really good job with Rick?
Who
is Johnny Depp?
Yeah, especially if it was made in like 6-7 years.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp could do a really, really good version of him.
He would. He would. He would go all out for it.
Yeah, he would. 100%.
Just had a thought about Jeff Bridges too.
I was thinking Jeff Bridges earlier.
Yeah, that could be cool. That could be cool.
Brown, but
he could go crazy like that.
Yeah, I think.
Joaquin. Joaquin would be a great Rick.
Ooh, I don't know. No.
No, he's too demented.
I'm gonna say no on Joaquin. Yeah.
It's okay to be wrong. Okay.
I'm gonna say. No.
I think it's refill time, fellas.
It is refill time.
And this,
I'll cracker cap.
I have. You guys want to go deep for a little bit? I have some thoughts.
Well, yeah, I would like to, but yeah, let's just flow.
Are
we
going to think about your existential existence in the reality? All right,
I do want to. I feel like we're there, so let's do that. I want to talk.
I do want to refill.
Though. I want to talk TikTok.
Yeah, we will.
But we will. We'll get there.
TikTok, I feel like, could be a part of that.
Okay, let's. I'll let you flow with this, and then we'll go to TikTok.
Let's refill first, and then you're going to refill for us.
Ooh, all right, tell me your thoughts, because I'm the king of conspiracy over here.
This is not a here's
well, conspiracy can be reality though. That's the thing.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Right. Yes.
Like,
okay, so here's where I want to start with. So Jesus.
You call that full, brother?
Ooh.
This is straight tequila.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, when we fill again.
Even.
I just want to say this is Drunk Chronicles episode 2, and David might be. I want you to set the record for drunkest guest. Maddie was on the last one. Our friend Madison Eisman.
You did a good job.
My good friend. And she.
Sorry, I just.
My God, we have to talk about that.
We will put a note in it in your mind. Put a pin on that.
This is a very good subject, and yes. It has to do with what David just did.
Yes, yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Can we talk about it?
That's a very different topic change from what I want to talk. Which is
okay,
fine.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
I'm going to remember that.
I'm going to remember it too.
Me too. I remember it every day.
I know what you're talking about. So, animated series talk made me think about the fact that I've watched a couple episodes of Midnight Gospel.
Okay.
Yeah, we have too.
Have you finished it yet?
I've not finished it yet.
Okay.
But we can talk about that show. But the thing that that show obviously opens up a lot of different topic ideas, and I'm curious as to what your guys' thoughts are.
Did I tell you about it in Midnight Gospel? All right.
And I'm a fan of Duncan Trussell, and I'm a fan of Adventure Time, so they...
Right, it's a perfect combination.
They morph the two. That show is way out.
Yes.
Like, way out.
It's indescribable from anything else. Like, there's no comparison to it.
I agree. I've called a couple of friends about it, because I think it's really, really interesting. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get, if I think obviously your initial reaction is like, this is weird. But if you get past that and you think about like the artistic point that they're trying to make, it's, I think it's really interesting.
Well, I think the artistic point is whatever you want it to be to some extent.
Yeah, right. There's a point that plays to that, but there's also a point to what you said, how you said it feels very interesting to me.
Yeah.
In order to watch that show, you need to have a level of intellectual competence to understand what is going on in the show. Because they talk about some serious things, and when you're watching the background, you're like, okay, there's a guy being stabbed through the heart, and then a monster eats a building, and then a lady gives birth in a floaty pool. What the hell is going on? But in the background, they're talking about some really...
You need to have intellectual competence and also be able to let go of your intellectual competence.
You have to be able to accept
yes.
what's happening.
But for sure, that's such a thing because like each thing means what you want it to be. Right. Being stabbed through the heart is depression, or a lady having birth in a pool is our healthcare system and how it's flawing, or whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Yeah.
Fucking
to give some context, it's Duncan Trussell's podcast is the audio.
Right.
And it's juxtaposed with the animation done by the same guy that animates Adventure Time. But the animation and the audio don't exactly line up
until the end.
Until the end, yeah. Like you said, like they'll be talking about death, and there's like Duncan's character is in a bathtub with two squids, like bathing each other or something like that. And that's... So, but I just wanted to get deep for one second, and I'm curious what you guys think. Do you guys have any thoughts on the idea of the multiverse? Because that's what Duncan's character is. You know how like when he goes, he puts his head in
the thing.
Right. Yeah. He has the
because that's not an unheard of thought is the fact that there is a Spencer David Matheson in a parallel universe right now.
I'm actually a big believer in that theory. Yeah. I talked to my sister a lot about it. I personally think that there is different multiverses and dimensions. This is what I personally believe. Okay. Some people are going to call me a crazy space nun or whatever, that I wear tinfoil around.
It's a safe space, my friend.
Right. People are going to say, oh, that's the guy that wears tinfoil around his head and walks around Los Angeles.
And that's what you do.
You should stop doing that.
Yeah,
and that's you know.
But there's nothing wrong. I mean, that's who you are.
Right.
You're tinfoil head, screamy guy in the corner of fucking.
But on Halloween, I get a free burrito for doing that.
He sure does, and that's why it's worth it every single day.
I think it is 100%. Well, I wouldn't say 100%. I would say it's 90% possible. And I think that there are some certain signs that lead to that. Some call it paranormal. Some call it whatever. But if you really, if we were 100% aware of our surroundings,
our brains would explode.
Right. Our brains would explode. But we would also be able to notice the minute details that we normally don't notice in a daily life. Like I just noticed a reflection flicker across that stainless steel fridge right there. It might have been a car driving by, or it might have been something else that we don't know.
That freaks me out.
Right. It's something that you don't really think about.
Yeah. Right.
Our brains don't have the capacity to notice those kind of things. So, I think it's possible. I don't think there's anything that proves it as well, though.
I agree.
Scientifically, there's nothing that proves it. It's all theory.
What about you?
So,
I think, I don't know if I believe it. I think it's as likely as Christianity, you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah, 100%.
And, like,
it's a book.
I'm not bashing religion, obviously, but, like, it's... I think that that's almost more scientifically realistic than
Christianity or multiverse.
Multiverse is more scientifically realistic than But again,
then what?
Than like a man in the sky, like
I think they're 100% equally realistic. 100%.
My problem with Christianity and specifically the Bible is there's stories passed along from generations to generations that are coded through different languages. How many times have you popped into Google, yabba-dee, 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 whatever it is, and you want it in Spanish, and it comes in fucked up, like, I did not mean that at all.
I see.
I think that it has been skewed, and for all we
know... Lost in translation.
Lost in translation telephone game. And for all we know, we can't truly date back the origins of any of these stories.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Maybe a few. I'm sure someone's going to discredit me in the comments or whatever that, you know, there's this, and that. But what common knowledge does the public have that any of this is actually true? If it was actually true, then it would be slammed in front of our face like any other scientific fact or statistic.
I know what you're saying. I think overall, yeah, it's not necessarily like... fact, like, I agree with you. I don't think everything is factually right in the Bible, and I think anybody who's believes in any sort of science would agree with that. I think it's right, more or less, like, for me as a Christian and as a man, like, I just more or less believe in, like, the bigger things that that come with the Bible.
Well, and that's what I was,
not necessarily like, where was this person and what, he wasn't there and in 20 BC, it was 150 AD. Oh my.
Right, well, that's nitpicky. At the end of it, like, if you're looking at Christianity religion, like, the way I look at it is, would I consider myself a Christian, even though what I just said 2 minutes prior? Yeah, I am a Christian.
Right, you're spiritual. Yeah. You believe in God.
I believe in God. I believe there is a higher power. Now, do I believe in everything that I've been fed since I was 5 years old? Not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that I believe all that.
Right. And that's totally, that's totally okay, too, because, like, yeah, I mean, you're your own person. You have your own beliefs, and, like, you can, as bad as it sounds, you can pick and choose things about what you were spoon-fed.
You can.
Of course.
In Sunday school.
Yeah.
Some of it resonates with you, and I think if it resonates with you, that means it's real.
Right.
And if it doesn't, and if you're like,
then that was kind of my whole point. Like, I'm personally not a very religious person, but I am a pretty spiritual person. So I think that, like,
it's all the same, man.
Yeah, it's like believing in something bigger and something spiritual that can relate. Like, it's as likely that I believe in a higher power as compared to believing in the fact multiverse. That there's
right
likely
there, it's all in my opinion, there's not, like, probably this and that. I think it's all exactly
although I do think with certain situations and scenarios there are some facts and statistics that prove it, though.
When
we're talking about,
I think so too.
Oh, this isn't a multiverse, although none of us have ever sent, no human on the entire earth has been through a wormhole or a black hole. As far as we know, whether you see some CGI video on YouTube that is just some bullshit, it hasn't happened.
Right.
No, for sure, yeah.
Or at least it hasn't happened and the public doesn't know about it. Because
there's no proof that it's...
Right, yeah. Right.
It's exciting. It's exciting to me, man.
It's cool.
I think, if anything, it's like, if you're asking me how I would feel about it, or like how if I believe in it...
I would be so stoked.
Don't know. The only way I can describe it is that it excites me and it makes me, like, have that same kind of, like, little kid adventure, like, feeling.
It's everything that we thought of and heard in sci-fi movies and sci-fi books when we read growing up.
It's when you watch National Treasure 1 with Nicolas Cage, great fucking actor. Do not.
National Treasure 1?
Do not look.
One of my teachers.
I love National Treasure 1 and 2. There are great movies. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I love National Treasure. They're like a classics of my childhood.
They're fucking awesome.
But every time I think of National Treasure, I think of my After Effects and rotoscoping teacher going, "Oh, I worked on Nicolas Cage's movie. Let me tell you how he shot this scene." And then he has a picture on his wall of him holding a fish with Nicolas Cage, and he's like,
"Good for him, man."
Just name dropping.
Yeah. Right.
Ugh.
Before we digress on this topic, I think we
can get deeper in this topic, though.
Well, no, my and allow me to go on this tangent for a second, but I think if you read about psychedelics or those kind of,
like, what, ayahuasca,
DMT, acid, right. even
shroom tech,
strong shroom tech, alpha brain. If you even, like, you know, high doses of marijuana. But, like, I've read a decent amount of arguments, and take this for what it's worth, but I've read a decent amount of arguments that says that, like, that is considered accessing, you know, some sort of alternate reality because you – and let's be honest. I mean, like, how many times have you come up with a different idea when you've maybe been
– Yeah, under the influence.
Under the influence and stuff like that, you know, and, like, Yes, like that's going a lot deeper than maybe we should on that topic, but like it's not out of the question, you know. It's like, okay, like your brain reached, found this new idea.
I just think it takes the gates and goes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, here, talk about, like, I listed ayahuasca. We were talking.
Yeah.
About it. If you look up ayahuasca, in the origination of it,
mm-hmm.
it talks about a people, all right, that wanted to extend their life expectancy, and they're some of the longest life expectancies in the world. I don't know if it has any correlation to do with ayahuasca or not, but maybe they might have some untapped.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't know.
We had our good friend Pearson on the show, and he told the most insane mushroom story that I still think about all the time. But, I mean, that's like a whole thing in itself. Like just the fact that there's neurogenesis possible, and I think I told my
unbelievable.
I told my story about my friend that's done DMT. And we talked about DMT a little bit, you know, and that's like the strongest argument, not even arguing about it, but like that's the strongest case in my opinion, is that like there's documented cases of people doing DMT. And as I said before, like literally having families in their right. DMT trip or whatever you would
like
call
years
it.
And decades.
Years. Like yeah. they literally live different lives. And then when they come back from their trip,
their families are gone.
Is it yeah. almost like Rick and Morty, the episode where Rick gets in the simulator at Flips and or Blips and Chips?
Yes.
And he gets in the simulator and he goes through the entire life. And whenever you die, it's like the end of your game. Is it kind of like that?
But I wonder this, like when you get to the end of that simulation, like, or you wake up and you're like, holy fuck.
Morty was fucked up. When he woke up, he was like, what the fuck happened?
Well, I wonder if that's like, oh my God, my kids don't exist. Like, I wonder if that's sad or if
absolutely.
It's just like,
it has to be.
Or I wonder if it's like this. Have you ever had a dream, like a very emotional dream, and then you wake up and you're so sad, whether it's about a breakup
or you're mad at somebody that like, maybe you woke up and you were mad at your girlfriend because you had gotten a fight in your dream.
No, I'm talking even more than that. I'm talking someone in your family dies in your dream or something very like dark or serious.
Right.
And you wake up so sad. It takes me 15 minutes to be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
So I wonder if it's that like that correlation where like you're so upset about your family and then you're in this real world so that 15 minutes later you're like, okay, I'm back in the real world. That was crazy. Wow.
And the crazy thing is that that dream, whether we believe it or not, it still lives within inside of us.
Yeah,
it still lives inside of us.
I know.
It never leaves us.
I know. I still think of dreams I had, you know, 8-9 years ago about horrible things. I still think about it.
I can remember my dreams from my childhood.
Yeah.
But I practically have a photographic memory though. I'm extremely
I'm a genius. My name's David, I'm a genius.
I'm sorry. But I have
look at your thing.
My volume just spiked.
That'll be a good vibe.
I will say, and I apologize for saying it. I practically have a photographic memory.
What do you know? You know what I love about David? He's unapologetic. And watch this, David. Chug that.
And I got it all over my shirt.
We will constantly.
Boys.
We will. Yeah, he is. We'll be at parties, and I'll say.
But I look 12.
I'll say, hey, dude. You won't do that. You won't do that thing. You won't chug that bottle.
Spencer the other month goes, hey, David, take this pill. And I didn't even know what
that's
it was.
Very
I
dangerous.
Just took it, popped it, and left the room.
To be fair, it was a CBD oil pill. It was actually really awesome.
Oh, great.
But he didn't ask what it was. He just popped it.
And you know what?
But you wouldn't do that.
That might be my downfall.
I was going to say, that seems like a.
Do you do that with everybody, though, or do you do it just with your close friends?
I just did that with my close friends.
I would never give you.
Yeah. I feel so safe and secure with my immediate friend group.
Right.
I mean,
which is great.
I had a friend of mine over the other night, and she said, you guys are literally like a stitched together family.
Cool.
Yeah, we're like a reject family.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, have we had some like scary situations happen? 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share a story with you.
Well, that's literally how you get close, though.
Yeah, I mean,
what is your story? I'm curious.
It has to do with someone seeing the walls dripping and going down to the hospital with their eyes rolled in the back of their head.
Yeah, you want to know who fucking brought him to the hospital?
Is this someone
Mr.
you?
Mr. Sutherland.
Go ahead, tell
Are
the story.
You the someone?
This was the week before I got the boys evicted.
This is a hor. This is one of the worst nights. One of the worst nights of my life.
Yeah. Oh, I got an after story to the story too, which is incredible. By the way,
I'm so excited right now. This is like, so. This is great.
We have a friend of ours. We're gonna name him Freddie.
Great.
Okay. And we have another friend. We're gonna name him Brian. And Brian invited.
Do I know Freddie and Brian?
You know Freddie for sure. Okay. Freddie came to our show.
He knows Brian for sure.
Who's Brian?
Don't.
Brian.
How would I know Brian? Am I very close to him?
If I were to invite 100 people to my party, I would be cool with it. If I invited 10 people and Brian to my party, I'd be like, fuck no.
I know who Brian is.
Okay?
You know both of them, but Freddie, you know because you share something close with him.
All right, I'm a little drunk. Who's Freddie and who's Brian again?
I don't know.
Freddie says the wall's dripping.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we have a party.
Brian invites a bunch of fuckheads to the party. All right, this kid shows up in a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say, snapback, do-rag, Lakers jersey.
This is Brian?
Chains, phone Brian, in his hand.
No, this is the people Brian invited.
Oh,
people.
Just every fuckboy in L.A.
Brian's friend said hi to me like this.
Didn't say hi.
Didn't even say hi. Just. Hey, this is Shane. 24 karat.
Yeah, just off off the Zans.
Just lost
the minds. So Brian invites all these crazy guys. Now Freddie, our friend, is walking around. He's looking for just a chaser to a drink.
He's a good guy.
Freddie's a good guy.
I
love Freddie.
He's naive.
Freddie is naive.
He is. He doesn't think anybody.
I can give Freddie a blue bottle and say it's green, and he'll go, "No way! I've never had a green bottle before."
Blue bottle coffee, great coffee.
Yeah, blue bottle's great. It's monstrous, please. So, Freddie's walking around the kitchen looking for a chaser, and one of Brian's hood rat friends says, "Hey, man, I got this for you." Squirts a thing of Mio into water and dips. Okay. We don't see him again.
He leaves the party.
Leaves the party. We don't see him again. Okay. Now, about 30 minutes goes by. I'm having so much fun. I'm talking to this girl. Spencer's doing whatever the fuck Spencer's doing.
I'm doing some shit, dude.
Spencer's riding a dragon. You know.
I'm doing some shit in the other room.
Riding the dragon.
Yeah. Oh, this is the same bathtub night.
This is the night I got. This is the night I got shampoo.
Little side story. I am with a visitor, with a lady friend.
Yeah.
We're in a bedroom. We're like, hey, there's a bathtub. I say, hey, David.
Can you clean this bathtub for me? And so, you know what I say? What do I say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
David comes in. He starts cleaning the bathtub.
Cleaning the bathtub, obliterated out of my mind. Spencer grabs the near shampoo bottle and just starts squirting it on my head. I walk into the party with like a little poop emoji on my
shampoo.
Head.
Shampoo.
Excellent drunk chronicles, drunk stories.
So,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
So that was that night. Okay. And Freddie takes this drink. 35 minutes later, he comes over to us and is like just out of his mind. Like
a little bit weird. A little bit loopy.
Yeah, just. But he was always already drinking though.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay,
Freddie's drunk.
He's drunk. So he starts getting a little worse, starts walking up to us saying, hey, man, the walls are dripping.
And
we're like, what the hell?
We're drunk, but
yeah, what? Yeah, we're not
drunk.
Yeah. So then a knock comes on the door. And I'm not going to say whose house it was, but it was someone that was decently well-known's house. And a knock comes on the door. It's the cops there. We're like, none of us want to go talk to the cops.
Yeah, we're all slammed.
We're going to send Freddie, who's already having a rough time. We send Freddie out to the door, and he says,
Do you know whose house this is?
No.
Do you know whose house this is? And at that point, we grab Freddy by the jacket and go, get the fuck in here. We send another ambassador out.
We still get evicted, whatever.
Yeah, we send another ambassador out. We take care of the cops. Cops are gone. 10 minutes come by. Freddy has his eyes in the back of his head, and he's sitting on the couch, fucked up. It's 2 a.m.
Like, eyes back in the head, like, bro.
Like, right. You're starting to get worried. Like, right. real worried.
And I forget who this girl was, but there's a girl, like, there's probably, like, maybe 6-7 people at the party at this point. Like, everybody's left.
Yeah.
Except for, our immediate,
the immediate visitor. Friends, and then my visitor, his visitor, and this random girl who kept saying, he's fine, just let him sleep. He's fine.
Oh my God, I remember that bitch. I wanted to just, oh, sorry.
But you'll learn why he thinks she's a bitch in a second.
Okay.
Because we shouldn't have let him go to sleep.
We shouldn't have let him go to sleep. So
this is Freddy in the things, this is Freddy.
So we
Freddy's on the couch. He's in terrible
literal eyes,
terrible
back.
Shape.
When can I take over?
Go ahead. We're already there.
So he's in terrible shape. We're kind of weird. And this girl keeps saying, "Hey, he's fine. Just let him go sleep it off. He's fine."
Okay.
And I've seen really drunk people. I've seen blacked out people. This is not that. This is like,
no, this is a bad situation. Right. He's clearly needs some help.
You're not
just talking to your microphone next time.
This is a bad situation. He clearly needs some help.
Right. So this shit's going on, right? And everybody's kind of left. And we actually bring him outside to get air.
Okay.
And he's not walking great. He sits down. And then David and his visitor call an Uber. And he's like, you sure it's okay if I leave? And I'm like, dude, we got this under control. You have a visitor. You go home and you visit.
I've got business to attend to.
And he did attend to that business. So David leaves. It is me. My friend,
it's you, your friend, and that's it. The other two are gone to sleep.
Yeah, and
so it's
me,
your visitor, and Freddy.
No, my visitor left too. I got my visitor at Uber home. Me, my friend, and Freddy.
Yep.
So we're sitting
Do I
there.
Know friend,
you know friend,
you know friend. He's like one of my best friends.
Okay, we know friend.
So we're sitting there.
You
and
remember the guy you play PS4 with?
Yeah. Friend. So we're sitting friend. Here, right? Yeah. We're both hammered.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought friend was Freddy until this moment. So.
No, Freddy is going to be his own label as Freddy.
Okay.
In this story.
This is important that I get here.
Sorry. Okay. Keep
going. Me, my friend, and Freddy are sitting on the curb. So my friend is not even 21 yet.
Okay.
He's 20.
Oh my God.
So me, my friend, and Freddy are here, and we're like, and then Freddy gets even worse, and he can't even sit up anymore. And me and my friend look at each other, and we're like, we have to think about what we want to do here. So we try to walk him downstairs to possibly go to bed. And he starts literally passing out and then saying stuff about like how the walls are still bleeding and they're pouring with liquid. Ugh. And we're like, okay, we need to. So we put him in the car and we end up trying to figure it out even further. And then we're like,
it's 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m., maybe even 3:30. And we're like, and then he gets even worse.
Ooh.
So we're like, we need to go to the hospital right now.
Yeah.
So we get on the road and we start driving. And my friend's driving. I'm in the back seat with Freddie and I'm talking to him, like keeping him up. And then he stops. He goes like this. I'm like, Freddie, no response. Freddie, no response. Freddie,
oh my God.
Hit his face. No response. Freddie, I get water sprayed on his face. He kind of wakes up a little bit. Scariest moment off. I said, fucking drive.
Shit.
So we drive to the fucking hospital and we get him there. And we get him in the hospital. He has to stay overnight. And me and my friend go home. Couldn't really sleep that night. Maybe slept 3 hours probably. We go back in the morning and the doctor said, you guys are really good friends. You guys are very good friends for bringing him in because there's something in the system. I'm not going to say what it was.
Do you remember Lakers jersey?
Yeah.
The Mio. Somebody without him knowing sort of like thought he wanted like some sort of drug. So he actually ended up getting drugged. And,
this has never happened.
I've also never told the story before.
I've never heard this.
This is the first time I've ever told this in public.
Never happened to any of us, we have all been so safe. We only
we're all very smart, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And
still.
But the thing is, when we're out, we take great care of each other.
Yeah.
Immensely.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why the day after this, we were so pissed. We were like, who the fuck was Lakers kid?
We tried to find out who he was,
Who he was, because I was about to bring him in.
That's not cool.
I was about to bring him in and knock his teeth out.
Yeah.
Like, Spencer knows me. I'm the type of kid to go and take care of shit.
That messed me up, dude.
From the woods.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There was like
for your loss. Sorry for your loss.
My God. Your parents are going to watch this and be super offended.
Oh man,
it's not a sword.
Just kidding. So it was one of the scariest moments of my life for sure.
Dude, that's insane.
It felt like a horror teen movie where I'm in the back of the car like, holy shit, go. Because
that point, like, especially when, let's be honest, we were drinking a little bit. At that point, you're thinking this is life or death.
Yeah.
Mm.
Reality. Not like the movies. It's reality. This is life.
It's
or
scary.
Death. Yeah. Meanwhile, David is back in Studio City with Visitor. Right now, I'm 5'7", but mentally I feel 6'5".
You hear that, people? You could be that person.
Spencer can vouch for me. I almost put someone in a hospital over a hairless cat.
I actually don't know what that is.
Okay, so we were at a place, and we had all our friends.
Excellent start to a story.
Yes,
we were at a place. Machu Picchu, fucking where?
I don't remember what place we were at.
Yes, you do.
All right.
So we get to this place, and one of our friends is there. She's a model. And
oh, yep.
And
hotel party.
Yes. And we're there. We're just like, it's amazing vibes.
Yeah.
Like, we're all having the best time.
It is a great vibe. We had a great Uber ride over with like six of our best friends.
And
like,
we had an incredible group.
You know the vibes?
There.
Uber XL, everybody's fucking lit.
Spencer was playing like seance music on the way there, and we were all just.
You know me, dude.
And like, we were just vibing to seance music. And we get there.
Just door noises.
We're all hanging out, and one of our buddies goes into the bedroom, and they're like, oh my God, there's a hairless cat in here. I've never seen a hairless cat.
So we're all like,
holy where? Fuck, a hairless cat.
That sounds awesome.
Dude walks up and goes, if you want to see this shit, you're going to have to sign an end or
a waiver.
An NDA at first. It was an
NDA. See the hairless cat?
An NDA. I'm like, I said, if I want to see a hairless cat in a fucking random apartment, give me the NDA. All right?
You're in. You're like, fuck
up. So this guy just starts bantering back and forth with me, back and forth.
Clearly
me.
On cocaine.
Being an asshole.
Like, he's going crazy.
He just like, he's automatically very aggressive. Like you can just, you know how you can tell people are on cocaine when they like,
right.
Sort of, and we're like,
yeah.
In my mind, I was like, this guy's on cocaine. He's not going to lose.
Now, of our friend group, and this isn't any offense, all of our friend group was like, you know what? Let it go. I'm not going to deal with this.
A little Chicago hothead.
Yeah. This guy kept bantering with us, and I said, I'm going to fuck this guy up right now.
Okay.
So
yeah.
He starts bantering back and forth saying, you want to see the fucking cat? I'm like, yeah, I do want to see the fucking cat. Google isn't doing it. So I'm looking at him back and forth, and we're talking. He goes, you know what? Why don't I get you a waiver? And we can take care of this outside. I said, all right, you're missing an NDA and a waiver. Get me both of them, and I'll sign them right now, and then I'll take care of you. So he's going back and
why
forth.
Why is this guy being crazy? Oh, he's on cocaine.
He's out of here. He's on something.
He's going back and forth crazy with me. Then my friends were like, Spencer and the group are like, David, let's get you over this corner of the room. And the guy's still talking from the corner, but I'm hearing everything he's fucking saying, so I'm responding to absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Back and forth, to the point where they just pull me out of the room and the whole night is ruined.
We had to literally pull him out and just dip. It was just too deep. It was funny, though.
We went on to have an incredible night.
Went to the good bar.
Yeah, we went to the banging bar. To a great bar. But that's the... And I have no shame about it. That's just the type of friend I am in the group. Like, if one of my friends is having an issue, I will take care of it.
Or if you're having an issue.
You're a good guy. I like it.
Even if I'm 5'7" years old, I don't care if you're
5'7" years old.
David's out of here.
5'7" years old.
David's out of here.
I don't care if I'm 5'7" years old height-wise years old. I will take care of it. But here's the thing. This is the problem that it gets me into, is that if there is a problem, I'm also the first one to be sent down to the battle line.
I mean, you're an honorable guy. I'm not bullshitting. Like, you seem, you know, like, I respect that. Like, you're going to take care of your crew, you know?
Well, he's, right. You know, thanks. If it is a tall guy, he can just literally punch him in the nuts fast. Right, just push it.
Punch him in the nuts. If it's a really bad situation, I could pull a Fyre Music Festival and just suck his dick. But keyword I said, a really, really bad situation.
I don't think I understand that joke.
Have you never seen the Fyre Music Festival?
No.
Oh, have you?
Me either.
Oh, God. All right, so let me explain it. This guy at Fyre Music Festival. Oh,
so much better if you don't explain.
I say you keep it unexplained.
I know. I need to. This is on my name.
I know sort of about it.
So the guy at Fyre Music Festival, they're having all kinds of financial issues. Okay. And the guy says, I was literally on my way to go suck this guy's
disc.
I was on my way to go suck this guy's dick to get what we needed for the festival.
David's out of here.
But he was basically saying he was willing to suck a dick to. And you want to know what? If Spencer was held by his throat with a gun to his head, fuck it. I'll suck a dick.
Bro, I would do that for any of my friends. Hell yeah, I would do anything for any of my friends.
We talk about all the time. Like, if you want to suck a dick, suck a dick.
Amen.
You know I believe.
That's the tagline.
I love that. That's a great tagline right there. If you want to suck a dick, suck a dick.
If one of my friends were really, really in trouble, I would suck a dick. Would I prefer not to? 100% yes.
Is it 21 Jump Street that he's like, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to suck a dick, but.
No, that's 22 Jump Street. That's We're the Millers.
Deep cut.
It is.
It's We're the Millers.
It is. That's a great movie, by the way. That's a good movie. That's an unbelievably underrated comedy. That's one of the best comedies of the last 10 years.
All right. On TikTok.
Okay.
So when we're talking about Instagram, when I joined the band, I gained about 60 to 70,000 followers within the first 2 to 3 months. Since the band fell apart.
Okay. Oh, my cheeks hurt.
I don't even know if I can say anything.
No, I don't think we can.
I gotta get through it.
All right, so the band falls apart. I'll just say it, and then we can get past it. Band falls apart. You have like 60.
That's not even funny at all.
It's not funny, literally whatsoever.
There's nothing funny about it.
Oh.
All right.
I don't even know what we're talking about before. Okay, all right, we're talking about TikTok.
Well, we gotta be English.
Well, we're talking about Instagram.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Look at me. So when we're talking about Instagram, I gained anywhere from 60 to 70,000 followers within the first 3 months.
With the band.
Right. Yeah. The band fell apart. And since then, I've just been on a steady decline down.
Yeah.
Just going down.
That is what happens, though. Right. Like,
Then I started doing TikTok. And I started seeing the power that TikTok has to translate to different platforms. And I started taking it extremely seriously.
Have you seen a gain from Instagram?
My Instagram went from 54,000 to 60,000 in 2 months.
Awesome. That's a lot.
6,000 is no feat. And then
that's a lot on Instagram these days.
In the 3 month period, I got 100,000 on Instagram. So I said, all right, something really cool is happening here. People are really enjoying what I have to offer to this app and platform. And I was also on it before this massive wave.
Right.
The wave was, I was on it probably about 3 months before the wave.
Yeah.
Okay. And then quarantine happened and everyone was like, fuck, I'm bored. I got to get on TikTok.
Got to do TikTok.
So I ended up building it right at the perfect time.
How long did it take you to get to 100K on TikTok?
3 months.
That's very fast.
Super impressive.
That's very fast. That's a super quick.
I mean, it was the app that was just perfectly built for me.
It literally is perfectly built for you.
But it's true. Beyond it being perfectly built for me, I take it seriously in the sense that I study it. I mean, right. I've been telling Spencer the past weeks. I'm in a Facebook group that basically is a whole group of app developers and web designers.
Oh, cool.
And they just break down the algorithm in the app. Hey, cool. TikTok just released their 10.9 update. Here's everything that's new in the algorithm. And I would take
How do they know?
Well, they would seed it and pull out all the codes and read it.
It's like programmers and stuff.
Beyond my knowledge.
Yeah, crazy, crazy brains.
Yeah, beyond my knowledge. And they would break it down and I would be able to digest it as like a normal, stupid human. And I would take advantage
How'd you get in this group? Don't look at me.
Well, it started by me just Googling like facts about the algorithm, because the algorithm at first was unlike anything we saw on any social platform.
Yeah.
So,
just the stuff that you've told me is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The different things about TikTok, how TikTok works and like shows your content to people.
It's different. It's discovery based, and there's all these different algorithms and statistics that add to the overall composure of pushing out content to new audiences.
Right.
That was a really long sentence, but I hope that made sense.
No, but this is a new audience platform. This isn't necessarily
discovery based.
Which is awesome.
Right.
Which is why I'm on it. I think it's super important for that.
Well, that's why TikTok is owning the music industry.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you look at Roxanne. Roxanne was a TikTok song. You look at Say So. Say So was
You look at Super Lonely. You look at It's Endless.
They're TikTok songs. And the reason why they're number one on the charts is because of this discovery platform or discovery base on the platform.
Yeah.
Sorry, the drug is getting to me, but the intellectual competence of the algorithm is there.
This is why this episode is Drunk Chronicles, is because by the end of the episode, we'll finish these drinks and we'll be pretty out
there. We'll be there.
I'm already out there.
And we're talking algorithms. Gone.
Yes, yeah. Algorithms are very hard to pronounce.
Matheson, I'd say you're the least drunk out of us.
No, I'm experiencing this world right now. I also can't stop laughing.
So anybody who's watching this probably knows that me and David David's one of my best friends in the world. That's why most of this podcast has been us just reliving dumb stories.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I think this is fantastic.
Because we have our own dumb stories, right, too. Yeah. But usually with our guests, we let the guests kind of like, you know, roll with it.
I've had more memories and stories than anyone I can name from being 0 years old to 16 years old. I have more stories. I have more stories with Spencer than anyone before I turned 16.
And now he lives.
That's a 60-year gap.
That was an infinitely better way of describing.
And now he lives a half block away. So there's going to be a lot more.
Yes, they can visit. Whoa, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, don't.
The
don't
lean
do that.
Back and come forward. I feel like I just went down the giant drop at Six Flags. Have you ever done that drunk? Just gone. Yeet. Why did I do it again?
Yeah, don't do it again, Spencer.
Oh, that's horrendous. Try it, Matt, and go.
Do it.
All the way back.
All the way back. And come forward.
Yep, that was a mistake. Oh, God, no way.
Hold on, wait. Let's see if this has any effect.
Oh, no, I think you're going to do all of that.
Absolutely, it's going to.
This is Drunk Chronicles, baby.
Anyways,
the problem is I'm like actually interested in this algorithm stuff.
Are we done with the TikTok algorithm? You want me to tell more?
Well, I don't know. Are you done? I don't know what we're talking.
I can tell you everything about it.
Well, hold on.
We know you know everything, but I think I want to know most importantly, how far do you plan to go with TikTok? How do you want to take it as far as it can possibly go until the end of the evolution of the app, or until you're done with it, or what is your end goal?
Well, that's the thing. There's inevitably an ending date to any app out there. Like, Instagram is still running right now, but is it really?
Yes, but I think Instagram is like, I need to find out about this person. Let me go here.
Right.
I think.
Right. It's your social, it's your social resume
for sure.
Right.
The only reason that and you know, it's bought by Facebook, but the only reason that it beat Facebook is that it's like so much quicker, so much easier.
It's just visual based content.
It's visual based, but it's just better than Facebook. So until there's something that's better than Instagram, and there's not, and there won't be for at least a few years.
TikTok is going to beat it. TikTok is 100% going to beat it.
I don't think it's the same thing, though.
No, it's not. Different, it's not the same thing, but it 100% will beat it in the amount of users.
Bro, TikTok's already beat it, probably.
I don't know about the statistic. It will beat it, but it will die within the next 3 to 5 years.
I'm saying TikTok maybe. Instagram probably is more popular now, but I think TikTok will take over. Mm-hmm. I don't think Instagram will die by any means. I think Instagram will stay strong, just like Vine came. Vine came went. TikTok came and went. Instagram is a very strong visual-based resume. I think you said it right.
The reason is because of the discovery-based platform, though. That's why Vine died. Vine died because of the discovery that Instagram adapted into its platform already.
Oh, like the Instagram stories?
Yep, they killed it. That's what happened.
I wonder. Okay. Yeah. So it's hard to see what's coming, you know?
So when you're looking at TikTok and you ask me what my plan is for it, my plan is everyone else's same plan. Ride it out as long as you fucking can. Yep. And then, but you need to slowly be seeding your platform and your following to other platforms.
For sure.
That you need to do it.
You know what fucking has not died and will maybe never die is fucking YouTube.
YouTube
is going to be there forever.
YouTube's
the king right now.
They did have their lowest ratings, but it's still extremely high.
Bro, you, yeah.
Right, that's the thing. It's still extremely high.
It's still higher than, dude, YouTube is.
They're looking at it subjectively as their own platform. When you compare it to other platforms,
there's no comparison. They have zero competition. Vimeo?
Right, well, they have. Yeah, Vimeo. Well, it depends what part of YouTube you're looking at. If you're looking at just the videos, which are static and they're just on YouTube, then there's no comparison. Like, Vimeo is gone. But if you're looking at their streaming platforms, they do have to compete with Twitch. They have to compete
But
with
I feel like
Mixer.
They're not trying to.
No, they're not trying to at all.
No, they're not trying to. They're allowing the platform to have that functionality for people to pick what they want to use, but they're not. They're not.
Bro, YouTube is smart as hell because, I think it's like they're not. They're just offering YouTube shows and series
as they should,
and they're going like this.
The world is starting to lean more away. Right. It's
they're not inclined. Going like this. They're going like this. They're going. We're just here. We're just fucking here. We got YouTube community.
Still free.
We got YouTube series.
That's better. We talked about following always the other day better. On TikTok. Like, I had a video that got 3-something million views. And my following, and then real quick.
On what?
On TikTok.
Oh, okay. And my following
it's
on TikTok.
It's better to have a steady incline of increasing views and viewers than to have a spike. That's why YouTube's doing it well.
We also talked about this. Like, I get frustrated because my TikTok, I gain 100 followers a day. And I'm like, fuck.
It's
I wanna
better
get
to have that than what
1,000 a day. Like, I want to get, like, and he's like, dude, if you just relax. In a couple months, you're gonna be fine.
What? Oh, I just have there's a solid question here.
Oh, what is it?
And it's for David. And it's risque, to say the least.
I can't read that.
I will read it. And it's risque. David, if you had to be stuck in a room with either Spencer or Matheson, who would you choose?
Holy shit.
Who would I choose? Now, it's...
Feelings aside.
It's a weird question because I've known Spencer for years and years and years. I've known Matheson probably since what? Last June, July.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it would come down to who's the most resourceful.
Well, how long are you stuck in a room for? This is a complicated question.
There's a lot of. Listen, let me answer this question for you.
Okay.
You and Spencer are great friends. We're getting to know each other.
Right.
You're gonna pick Spencer, and that's okay.
That's not necessarily true, and I'm sorry, buddy.
If
I was stuck in a room for a day, I would choose Spencer. If I was stuck in a room for
a week,
I might choose who's the most resourceful and who can help me with the most shit.
We all know that that's me, but I want you to get to know him.
Spencer, you cannot screw a hole in the wall.
In what world would you want to screw a hole in the wall first?
Second,
I will say I would want you to be in a room with him because that would be fun to get to know someone else.
This is the thing, though. With me and Matheson, I feel like we're building our relationship now.
Right.
And I think that we have very cohesive personalities.
Dude, I would also agree with that.
I think we do. That's why I'm such good friends with both of you guys, because you guys are similar and a lot of mostly comedic and easygoing ways.
Yeah, we're both very lackadaisical.
You guys aren't high strung. You guys are very like, yeah, sure, let's do that.
Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah.
That's another solid like. Question here. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's what I like.
Oh yeah. If any three of us were president, who would be our vice president?
We can go down the line. I'll go ahead.
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
Jordan, our guitarist. Maybe.
I'm glad you don't pick someone political. You just
Of our friend group.
No, like period.
Oh, political?
Well, not political, but it can literally be anything.
I think for me, it would be the reverse. I think I would want to put Elon Musk as the president and put me as the
VP. You want to be vice president.
Yeah, put me as the VP.
We're answering this.
Think about the amount of information I'd be able to learn from someone like that. And then I would pull a Joe Biden, but actually get presidential
seat. And have dementia and be worthless?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I would pull. Oh, no. I would pull Joe Biden, actually get the presidential seat, learn everything I can from Elon Musk, and then run for president.
We've taken a dark turn, ladies and gentlemen.
4 years later.
That's what we do here.
We had to be here.
We take dark turns.
You see what I'm saying, though?
No, I agree with you. I'm going to also say that you blatantly disregarded the question.
Who would I pick my VP as?
Yeah, you're president.
If I'm president,
fucking friend group. Go friend group. Don't.
Okay, go friend group. Go friend group.
If I had to pick our friend group,
don't.
Or this country's gonna be on fire.
In 3 weeks.
If I had to pick a VP for and I was president, I would probably pick Madison.
Yeah, she's good. She's very level-headed.
Madison would get the job done and ask questions that are essential to understand them. And
she's the thoughtful person.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Maddie's great.
Yeah, so yeah, I would pick Maddie as the VP. I would be president.
Right. I think that was my second. That was one of my top.
I know my answer. I know my answer so easily.
What is it?
Andrew Willard.
Easily. Oh my God, Andrew would be so smart.
Well, because he's so technical.
Hold on.
He's going to be able to answer a lot of those questions that you can't.
Yeah.
Andrew would be maybe the best VP.
Andrew's easily the best VP because I'll not.
He knows
not that
about.
He won't have ideas, but I'll have ideas, and then he'll tell me why they're good or bad.
Right.
And he'll give me legitimate.
The negatives first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He'll give me honest answers.
He will.
And he'll say, this is a good idea because this. This is a bad idea because this. And he'll
can't believe I didn't think of that.
He'll be very scientific, and that's the best.
He'll be not emotional at all.
There's no emotion.
That's why I chose Elon, but you did it in the way of actually answering the question.
Right, like our friend group. Yeah, that's a great choice. That's a really good choice.
There's multiple votes for Madison, though, in the comments.
Madison would be a great VP.
She would be a good VP. Dude, you know what would be a great team? Andrew Madison.
Oh, my Lord.
But who's who?
Maddie's president.
Maddie's president because she's, like, a very, like, personable person. Yeah. Not that Andrew's not, but, like, I think...
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Maddie's very personable, and then I think Andrew would be, like, sort of the, like...
Have you guys seen
House Realist.
Park? Yes.
I've actually never seen it, but I know it's...
It's like Frank Underwood and Doug Stamper. It's basically his advisor and Frank, the president.
Dude, Maddie and Andrew, 24.
Yeah.
That's a good move. All right.
This was maybe a mistake, but we have a couple more questions.
Cool.
Fuck
it.
This is dark, or not dark, deep.
I like dark and deep.
It's not dark. I shouldn't have said that. It's deep. You do. And I want us to be serious.
Yeah, you do, brother.
Okay.
Who in our life has been incredibly influential to us?
Does it have to be someone that we know?
No, not at all.
Elvis is my number one influential person that's changed my life in infinite ways. The reason that I started publicly singing in general.
Amazing answer. Fantastic.
But everybody knows that. But like
but that's really cool.
Without fucking thought, immediately the number one person that I can't not think about on a daily basis, the person I keep coming back to every single day in my life.
That's honestly super cool. No joke.
I don't have that.
You don't have to have that.
A lot of people don't.
Most people don't. I don't know if this is a cop out or not, but for me, it's Risk.
The game.
What's up? Yeah, it's a game. For me, it's probably Risk.
Oh, it's a Risk.
It's a Risk. Yeah.
So
I thought you were saying. I honestly thought you were saying the game Risk has been.
I would say that I practically became an adult out here in Los Angeles. Okay. And when you're out here,
you're being serious. Like Risk is.
I'm being 100%
sorry,
serious.
Sorry, I honestly thought you were joking.
No, I'm being. I'm being.
Sorry.
I'm being 100% serious.
Okay. Yeah.
Moving out here, I had multiple influences in my life.
Okay.
Of what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, and when I was going to accomplish it by.
Cool.
So when I'm looking at someone that has been the biggest influence, of course it's going to be my mom and my dad, because they're the only thing in my entire life that has been constant.
Right.
Because everything else has just been a gamble or a random wild card that has affected me in a season of my life.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
I don't have like a constant influence or inspiration because I'm constantly pulling from different avenues.
Great answer.
The only thing is
really cool.
The only thing that's there is, yeah, my mom, my dad, my sister. Yeah.
Right.
Amazing.
What about you?
God, I didn't think I was going to answer. Dude, of course you have to answer.
Your parents?
I mean, that's like such an obvious answer, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but
dude,
I mean, like,
right.
That is great.
It is what it is.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, the first thing I thought of, honestly, because of your answer, David, is that, like, I mean, God, this is so cheesy. I don't want to say drums in general, but just, like, there are so many.
Yeah, but that led you down a path.
But
there,
and to this day, I mean, like, it's, I'll get pulled, I'll watch a video of a guy playing super singer-songwriter-y Americana drums, and I'm, like, incredibly inspired. And I don't even play that kind of music. I'll see a guy playing with Ariana Grande, and right. I'm like, fuck, that's so inspiring, because that's, like, right. Maybe on more of my path. You know, I'll see a drummer playing jazz, and I'm just like, holy shit, like, I'm super inspired, you know? And I don't know what the right answer is, but just, like, I've always thought about that, because there's never been, like, I've never been pigeonholed to, like, yeah, I need to, like, only focus on pop music. And not in a bad way, but like, you know, it's just like I'll see a video of someone playing a different kind of music, and I'm like, that dude is killing it musically speaking, and that right. is super influential and inspiring to me. Just like him killing it in his own right is like
right.
really, really inspiring me.
Yeah. And
cool.
I don't know if that was an answer at all.
No, that was a great
answer.
It was
an answer. Should we
last question and then we're done.
Okay.
Favorite ice cream flavor. Quick. There's no thought here. No thought here.
Vanilla bean.
Wrong. You're not. I'm kidding.
Cookies and cream.
Closer. Chocolate and cookie dough.
Wrong.
Oh, fuck. I forgot that cookie dough was a thing.
Dude, cookie dough ice cream's crazy.
Cookie dough ice cream.
So birthday cake ice cream's good, too.
Oh, it's also good. Instagram, you guys are great.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There's a decent chance all of that's getting cut
let's
out.
Let's talk about that capability.
It probably will all be.
Absolutely, it's all getting cut out.
Let's talk
Did you
about
delete
the,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the capability that you're able to just stream on multiple platforms and pool different audiences simultaneously. That's amazing.
It is amazing. You know what the most amazing part is?
What?
Being able to take your audience and put them on all platforms.
You can't do that.
It's fucking that means you got a real ass fan base. If your fan base is on YouTube, TikTok, right. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, fucking follows you on Depop.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing.
That's just crazy.
You can see some of the how do I say it? You can see some of the instances where it backfires.
Like what?
TikTok can't stand celebrities. They hate celebrities.
Right.
They hate it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
TikTok. Hey, this is a demographic, or sorry, this is a platform for us, the people that are normal, the people that are
We want to see kids shooting basketball in Illinois.
Right, the YouTube, YouTube community. So when they see, like, A-list or celebrity, they're like, fuck this,
Yeah, they're
dude.
Like, nah.
This is for us. These people are just trying to bank off of us.
For sure.
So it works. It does work. It's amazing when you have a demographic that just pulls to all of them. But there are some platforms that are like, hey, man, we hate this. And I think it's so fascinating and interesting because it plays to how complex the human mind is, the human emotion is to certain things.
Yeah, I think you definitely
because
like.
I never thought about that before.
For sure. But if you have like a cult ass fan base,
right,
they will follow you to the ends of the earth. They don't give a fuck if you're a celebrity or not. They will be
Look at Cody Ko.
On every single platform.
Yeah. Do you know who Cody Ko is?
Yeah.
Cody Ko has lately been in the eye of TikTok for...
I don't know who this is, but...
He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
And he roasts people.
Okay.
It's like his thing.
It's his thing, yeah. And lately, he's been in the eye for roasting TikTokers. Now, before TikTok was a thing...
Is he on TikTok roasting?
He is.
Okay.
Now, before then, he had an incredible fan base on all the other platforms. He seeded it over to TikTok. All right? Okay. Now, that is an example of, all right, all of these, we'll call them fans, have followed him to the different platforms.
Right.
And he's built a platform because of that, because he easily seeded his demographic to the different platforms. Now, there's different celebrities who, I mean, I can't even give an example. We'll say like an A-lister where people be like, you know what, screw this guy. He's just trying to get on the trend and make money off of it.
Sure.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's wild. It's definitely the wild, wild west still. We're still trying to figure it out. Crazy.
Listen, fellas, I'm drunk.
Guys,
I am.
I think we've succeeded at the goal of Drunk Chronicles.
We've talked about machetes. We talked about porn.
We have.
Talked about algorithms. We talked about multiple universes. We talked about Christianity. And
we've talked about you being a dancer, a boy band member, a singer, an illustrator, an animator,
all the things.
A TikToker.
Yeah.
Yes, David. Shout out all of your things to the camera.
Just type my name in.
That's not helpful.
Just type my name in. I'm not gonna throw the ad.
David's,
but just type in David Scarzone.
David C.
You'll
Scarzone.
Find me. Yeah, you'll find me because there's only one me.
What's one word to describe your day today?
Ooh. Okay.
You gotta come up with these quicker, dude. People are going
to
click off.
I'll come back to you. I had an amazing day today.
What's one word to describe your day today?
I had a great day. I got
too many words.
What's one word to describe your day today?
Great.
Cool. Simple and sweet.
I got some great news. I had a great time hanging with my friends. I played some video games. I got some good accomplishments.
We did a podcast.
Me and Matheson got kind of destroyed in a level, but the anxiety
we're
was
gonna
kind of,
beat this after
yeah,
this 100%.
The anxiety was kind of fun of it.
I think that's a perfect
yeah,
word.
I had a great day today.
Mine is sunny.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it
was. You're wearing yellow.
It encapsulated my entire mood today. I did a few things today, and I just kept looking outside and being like, man, life's good. It's sunny as fuck. It's Friday. It feels good. What about you? Have you got your word?
Energized.
Nice. That's a good one. In these days, it's a good one.
Ski, ski, ski.
Because
energize a bunny.
Yeah, I mean, it was. We've said this so many times before, but I just look forward to these podcasts, and so I was I just wanted to get stuff done because I was looking forward to filming. So.
What did you guys expect coming into this podcast here, never having me on? What was the expectation?
I expected us to get drunk and you to get crazy, and you did, and I love that you did because the crazier the better sometimes.
Right.
We just chat sometimes, and sometimes it gets crazy, and sometimes it's, you know.
This is 120% exactly what I wanted. So.
Also, please follow the podcast on Instagram at Wins Lunch Pod. You can get some cool behind the scenes shit.
Yeah,
David practicing TikTok dances that you can't get here, or you can't get on his TikTok or anywhere else. So make sure to follow the Instagram Wins Lunch Pod for exclusive shit.
Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, please.
All those things. And
speaking of algorithm, that'll help.
That's a good point, David. We have a thing that we end the show with where Spencer and I asked the question, when's lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a typical response where you pointed the camera and you say, you tell us.
Okay.
So
we're going to ask you in 3, 2, 1, when's lunch?
It's at noon.
God damn okay, it, well, David.
All right, we can do this time. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
When's lunch?
You tell us.
Yeah! Oh, it is, yes, brother! When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh, no.